Hello,
do we know who
we're
that
live.
is? Oh.
Jen, we're live.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. This is Angel Answers, and I didn't even realize it. Again, welcome to our show. It's Wild Wednesday, and it's November 29th, 2023. We're at the end of our month, and tomorrow's my dad's birthday, so I do have some birthday poems for him. So I just wanted to wish you all well, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight, and I want to say hi to our angels, Mary Hernandez and Liz Fister. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Beautiful lady.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, doing okay. It's after
yes.
the full moon, and I just honestly have to say that I just did not have a very good full moon this time. So I usually have pretty good full moons. I don't mind the full moon at all. In fact, I like it. But I don't know. This one didn't hit me all that well, so that was unusual. But that's okay. You know, that's just how it goes sometimes. And so anyway, DC Love and Peg Jones and Catherine Peoples are not here tonight. And so I'm going to go ahead and read their bios, and I will start with DC Love. DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, Angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual, shamanic life coach and Reiki practitioner. And Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And that is where you will find us all on this beautiful website that Lynn Bleasdale created and put together. And it really is an amazing website with all of our information on there. You can get a hold of us for readings and stuff like that. So it's really worth looking into Sacred Embers, the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. So that is that. And I'm going to go ahead and read the other shows that we have. So we start off on Monday, and that's with Catherine Peoples and DC Love, and it's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's on at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and they talk all about healing modalities and healing, and it's just a really amazing show, and it really is, and it makes you feel so good when you listen to them. I really recommend it. And then on Tuesday is Mary Hernandez, who is our Angel Answers host here, and it's called We Are One. And that's on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an amazing show she has on Instagram, and you can see her beautiful face and her beautiful guests. So it's really neat to see that show because you can see them. And she has really interesting guests on there. And then she speaks about spirituality, which is always amazing. And then we have Wednesday night, which is us, Angel Answers. And then we have The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they are on here and there every so often, and they let us know when they give out their, you know, their links and stuff. And so they are also another beautiful show, and they share all kinds of beautiful messages. They're excellent. So that's us. That's the Sacred Embers group. And so, yep, that's it. And then my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I already said it. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I share a lot of my poems there. I'm trying to collaborate with other musicians and music-type venues to use my poems or to use them in any other way. And I have used them in many different ways for different things. So I'm just continuing on with that. That's like my favorite thing to do is work on poetry and do any kind of collaborations. It's just so much fun for me. I also share animal totems. Those are spirit guide animals that come in very quickly for me when I start readings. And that's what I do on the radio show. I mostly do animal totems. I don't really do readings. But I will give a little bit of a reading from the animal totem, but not a full out. The other ladies will give you more of a reading. So that's, I go first and I do it very quickly. And then the other ladies share the bigger readings. So anyway, that's a big thing that I do. And I also do predictions. And that's another fun project for me. It's on my website, www.wefindourway.com, if you want to check them out. I have put up some new ones recently, just a few. So it's just a project that I like to work on. I practice and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that's mostly it. I do other things too, but I'm not going to go on about them. So I just want to pass it right over now to the amazing, beautiful, talented Liz Pfister. Hi, Liz.
Oh, hi, Jan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You do so many things, and your predictions are so, so interesting and neat. I remember I read them earlier this year, and so many of them had already come true. And I was like, wow, it's amazing that you do that. So I think it's cool.
Thank you. I'm glad.
So, hello, everyone. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer, a sound healer, a teacher and practitioner of all spiritual and metaphysical things, really. I like to share with people how much better life can be when you live in your purpose and tune into your intuition. So that's what I try to do here. You can find me on Facebook at RiverMaven77 and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation that I have been doing since March of 2020. And you can tune in there and watch it. You can watch it live or on the replay. There's posts, 3 years worth of posts to see there if you ever need a little downtime to kind of recenter yourself. But I don't know if I shared with you ladies last week. It was a big week for me with sound healing. And I love it. It's one of these things that found me and has kind of evolved from there. And last week I got a call from a friend of mine who works for a home that cares for mentally handicapped people. And they asked me if I would come and play for them to help their residents, feel better. So I'll be going there in a couple of weeks to play for those folks. And then I have set up between January and March with the Teacher Resource Center, which is where the teachers go after school to get help, usually with like curriculum kind of things or learning how to use different computers. The coordinator of this place has started doing more wellness things since COVID because obviously the teachers are a little stressed out with all the changes and things. So she likes to give them feel-good things. So someone had my contact information and gave it to her. And we're going to do that. And part of that is letting the teachers, giving them some information they can take back to the classroom and use too, which gives me an opportunity to share some things that I used to teach in my kids' mindfulness and meditation class that I used to have every week here. So it's really neat, and I'm able to give them some resources too. So I'm going to point them in the direction of, Dr. Emoto and the power of your words, right? Because that's something that kids can grasp at any age. So I'm excited about that. And this past Sunday, I was able to travel about an hour and a half north of here to Syracuse and attend a friend's open house for her new healing office. And I was able to share this up there. And it sounds like maybe I'll be going back in the summer to do some public concert, public playing of the bowls in Syracuse. So pretty amazing.
Oh, nice.
And I'm
glad
to be able to, share it with people. So sound is just such a powerful, beautiful thing. So I brought with me this evening my crystal pyramid because I know that kind of gets us all connected and in the groove of things. So I know, Dan, you watched my live stream last night, and boy, the bulls, mm-hmm. they were talkative. they were, you know, they were very long ringings and stuff. You know, they ring after I stop playing them a lot of times. But last night they were like, they really were going on and on. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, they're just chattering away tonight. So it's funny how they.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, and it's funny how they respond with other people's energy, you know, and so it's always a new experience every time I sit down to do it. So so I brought the pyramid. Let's all take a nice big deep breath in through our nose, filling up our chest and our belly full of air, and then just sighing out all the tension and stress of the day, the worries, the woes. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up. You can let it out nice and slow. And then one more deep breath in as you bring your awareness to the sound.
Thank
really
you,
nice,
Liz.
Liz.
Oh,
you're welcome.
So beautiful.
So, that's what I have for me. So I will pass it on over to Mary.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Mary Hernandez, and I am an angel intuitive and a psychic medium, a Reiki master, ordained minister, and a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a trans-channeler and healer. I also do numerology readings, and another thing I do, I'm also a candle creator, and when I do healing candles and scented candles, and now the hottest one is, you know, obviously the healing candles plus my Christmas candle that I just posted on. So one of the healing candles that I do is Mother Mary, and Mother Mary's candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil, and it's made all with 100% soy wax, in so it's not harmful for your health or your pet's health, or our family, really. And then I also offer another healing candle, which is the Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras, and I also have a seventh chakra one. And besides the healing candles, I create beautiful baskets. I also have crystal origami pyramids, necklaces, crystal keychains. What else do I have? I just wanted to say the organite pyramid really helps to balance energy fields and also assists your energy body by converting low frequency energy into a higher frequency. So basically, you know, they're all made with resin and each have crystals in them. Some of them have the flower of life, the tree of life, and the Merkaba. And then most of them have copper as well. And, you know, we know the benefits of copper really helps us. So I just wanted to say about the full moon, I mean, I had an amazing experience. I did the Man from the Stars, that's his name, and he did the Art of Letting Go, and it was a powerful breathwork detox. And it was about, it was all about letting go, whatever it was that you needed to let go of that you still had within you. And it was so powerful. So I like highly recommend it. I feel so amazing that it was just phenomenal. My full moon was phenomenal because I let everything go that night. It was just, wow, out of this world amazing.
Wow.
So yeah, so he's doing another one on winter solstice. And then I think Candace is also doing one on 12/12. So there's one on, he's doing the one on winter solstice, which is on 12/21. And then, you know, I just wanted to say it was just phenomenal. And you could find him on, you know, Man from the Stars at, you know, on Instagram. And it's, it was just so worth it. So I just highly recommend that. And I'm doing the one for the winter solstice for sure. I already told him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just amazing. It's just an amazing experience because, you know, before everything, he talks about things and it's very motivational. The music is amazing. And it's just, he talks you through it the whole time that you're breathing and, you know, helps you through it. And everything is done through Zoom, but it's just phenomenal. I can't, you know, recommend it enough. And then I forgot to mention about, I know you mentioned the We Are One. So the We Are One basically is, I created this podcast is basically to help people to assist on the big shift of human expanded consciousness and to reach as many people as possible with sharing my knowledge and bringing in amazing guests to share their knowledge, what they think. Sometimes last week I had George Lewis, who's an amazing astrologer. I mean, he's done my astrology report. And then, you know, it's about learning from one another. The more we share our knowledge and the more we are in our heart space, the better it is. And what else did I have? Okay, so I just wanted to let you guys know how you can contact me. So to book a reading, private reading with me, you can reach out to me via my website, which is www.theangelwithin.com, and that's spelled with two E's, theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And what else? I wanted to share, I know I won't take a lot of time, but I wanted to share that right now we're creating our reality, and I have so many things to talk about, but I'm going to keep it at a minimum because there's a lot of people on hold, but, you know, it's about sharing. But next week I'll have an amazing guest, and we've already set it up, so it's at 6:30 p.m. I won't say who it is, but she is an inspirational teacher, and she inspired me. So I just wanted to bring her on. So she's going to be on 6:30 p.m. next week. And I've spoken about her in the past year. So you may recall or not. But, yeah, it's Maggie Cook, by the way. So,
okay.
So just to let you know. So anyway, so basically – I just wanted to say that fear is going to create, we're right now creating our reality. So fear is going to create more fear. Love is going to create more love. If we enter into our heart space, we're actually going to create more from love. And when we experience more love in our hearts, that's what we're bringing back to us, right? So the more and more we experience love, the more and more we attract more love to us or more people being amazing, because I mean, I can't tell you how amazing these, ever since I came back from Connecticut, New York, that how amazing I've been feeling and how like a big shift occurred. And, you know, with the full moon, letting go as well, it's just been phenomenal, phenomenal. So I wanted to share, is something that Shivananda posted. Shivananda Swamiji is one of my mentors, and I've taken courses with him, and he's also a healer. And he's from Italy. He's got an ashram, and, you know, he translated this in English, and I wanted to share it. So it says, "Your choices thus far reflect the spiritual evolution of your soul. This is the supreme truth. Sometimes we seek healing, knowledge, and transformation through our actions, but in reality, it is the experience itself that is the focus of our journey, not the outcome or achievement. From a higher perspective, evolution is the result of our actions and intentions. However, in deep stillness and pure absolute presence, everything merges, dissolves, and dissolves. why take so many actions, savor so many experiences, and explore so many facets of life, only to discover in a timeless instant that there is nothing to achieve, nothing to seek, only the memory, the return from it all, these manifestations, paths, the return to absolute emptiness, which is self-awareness. The void, omnipresence, all existence, all extensions of omnipresence, remember to come home. This life is full of meaning. We play roles, take on identities only to come home, which is back to our hearts, which what, you know, everyone, if you hear so many spiritual people, it's back to our hearts that we should come back to. So this life is full of meaning. I said that already. We are the experience, not mere spectators. When every type of experience is fully lived, when we are totally immersed in it, there is nothing left to do. All the nuances have been savored, and so the process of self-absorption begins. Everything returns to itself, which is who you really are, right, within your heart. And that was Shivananda Swamiji, and he's on Instagram. So I felt that so strongly because, I mean, I talk about that so much about, you know, coming back to who we are, remembering who we are. And that's what we're doing now. It's re-remembering. So, all right. So that was enough for me. Are you guys ready to take on some calls? Because I see these, the switchboard is like really full.
We're going to have Jen come.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, no, Jan's poem. Okay, so let's talk about Jan's poem.
Okay.
So Jan's poem really turns people's life around sometimes, you know, like meaning in a good way, like they change, you know, if you're having a bad day, you go on either Instagram, well, it's mostly on Facebook that she posts them. It just like lightens you up because they're all so beautiful, and it's and it always relates to either something we're going through. It's just like spirit just guides her so beautifully because she knows she just posts the right poems when people need them. So it's just so beautiful, Jan. Aww. And Liz's
thank you
on Tuesdays too. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And I have to say that when mom was still alive and she had dementia, mom actually loved listening to Liz. So, you know, the sound bowls for our family who have dementia and everyone, not only our parents that are suffering from that, anyone, and I mean, in the whole world, sound is what we're being called to do, to listen to. So before the show, Shivananda sent me a list of a playlist, and it was just so beautiful. And it was just, it just, like, my ears started buzzing, like, a remembrance of, like, the Indian music that I used to listen to in a past reincarnation or parallel lifetime that I'm living on right now. So I just wanted to just say that you guys are amazing, and all the other ladies too, DC and Peg, I mean, they're just phenomenal. DC with her channels messages, Peg, she has a book, you know, does healings as well. So, and so does DC with Mother Mary. I mean, they're just amazing. We have an amazing group here. So I'll send it back to you, Jane.
Okay. And thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for all the words you said about my poems. I really appreciate it. Tonight I have poems that I've read several times already. And so it's just kind of they're the same ones, except a few new ones. But I do want to pull a card. One is from Liz's deck, and I'm doing it right now. And it says, "You are special." And then here's one from my sister-in-law's deck. And I really can't – they don't have the writing on here is really hard to read. Above all these things – you know what? I'm going to just pick another card. I can't read it. It's not very well written. Okay, this one says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." All right. Yes. Yes.
That's how
you love that. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to start it off with, "If the universe were mine." I've said this a few I've shared this a few times. If the universe were mine, I'd send you angels every day to fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars, so you'd always have good days and always less tears. And this one says, always his, God, the universe. You might be a mess, but you're still a miracle. You might be disconnected or lost, but you are still worthy and worthy wondrous. You might be confused, scattered, or challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid. You might be alone, but you are still always his. And this is a poem for my dad. His birthday's tomorrow. A few kind words. He was suave. He was tough. He was charm. He was my dad. He could really be rough, such alarm. Sometimes gentle as a lamb, sometimes so fierce and scary. You'd better watch out. He could be so contrary. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have done all that I got to do in my days past and in my days new. He said, you can go farther than me. Now just do it. He called me Jansy. He had a very dry wit. But what I loved the most were his favorite words and creed that he always said, a few kind words are all you need. And then this is another poem for him called Silhouettes and Shadows. Now I'm in another time and place, living in memories and dreams, silhouettes and shadows. You forever around me, I will always love you, it seems. And this one says, carry your majestic into your destiny with no shame, with no one to blame. It's not a game. It's not for fame, but for your wild and for your tame. And this one says, she was red. She disappeared into a vortex of another kind. It was an abyss of many songs, not just one. There were no rights or no wrongs. She was fragile yet fierce, but many didn't understand this. She was waiting for, could be so many things for us, his love, her bliss. She was red, enough said. She always dared to swoon, loving and living by the moon. And this is called Peace Anne. People think one way or another. They all think they are correct. Right way, wrong way. There is none. Peace, respect, kindness, and love, compassion, and patience are some nicest ways. What is peace, Anne? And this is called Candy Cane Flower. If I were a candy cane flower of red and white, I would send you swirls and swirls of love and light. Merry Christmas, friends and family. And this is called Full Moon Poem. In this moonlight, my face shines, and I can see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this moonlight, I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. And this is Butterflies for Kisses, the kiss. If butterflies were kisses, they would be heaven sent with wings of silk dust and gentle flutters of sweet mist. We would know that we had been kissed. And this is called Peace Vibes, Angel. Stop the chaos, be the peace, sending the world peace vibes so the fighting will cease. And the last one is, friends are jewels, diamonds that shine rays of love, of solidarity, trust, transparency, of sparkles, of colors, of every spectrum of the rainbow. They are butterflies of light. They give us wings of vibrancy and continuing life. And that's that for the poems.
Oh my gosh, I love those. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can get over the angel and if the universe is mine. I love that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I love
good.
Both of them,
thank you.
I love that one. Like, love.
Oh, neat. Awesome. I'm going to I'm going to put a note on that.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Okay, so are you ladies ready? I'm ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to pick up a Skype caller first. Skype caller 111, you're on with Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? You have a bad connection.
No.
We can't hear you. Can you try calling back and we'll pick you up next?
Hear me now?
It's very muffled. Try calling back, hanging up and calling back.
Okay.
All right. So let's go. Area code 323. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is David.
Dave?
David.
Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Well, I'm actually calling. I don't have a question. I was listening to your show, and I'm one of those people that kind of feels empty.
Oh, no.
David?
And,
oh, okay. You cut off for a second there.
I'm sorry?
You cut off for a second. Oh.
Is he off again?
Yeah. It got hung up. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's back on.
Area code 111. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? It's still a bad connection.
Okay.
It must be the Skype. No, possibly go online and type your question, and we'll get to it. Just say I'm the 111 caller, okay? And we'll pick up the question from there, from the chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Wow. Did the guy call? No, he didn't call back. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, hopefully he calls back because I feel like he needs us. Area code
518. I have an animal for him, too.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Too many. I don't usually ask this, but I guess my main thing is, is there anyone coming through from the other side?
Okay.
And what did you say in the beginning? I'm sorry.
You said I don't usually ask this question. But do I have any messages from, like, the other side? Is there anyone coming through?
Okay.
Okay.
This is Jan Marie, and I'm just going to give you an animal because this animal comes through right away, immediately, and it's a fox.
Okay.
And
that's because I'm a foxy lady. Sorry.
All right. Yes. I love that too. Excellent. So it says, trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you. Oh, my God. Your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation and righteousness. So it's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to take an active leadership role. That's what the fox does. They blend in. That's their whole thing. They blend.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's not me. But, yes, I'm working on that, actually, as we talk. That is something I'm working on.
Okay, good. Well, that's probably why the fox is around you, to give you some helpful hints. And it's important at this time to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself more freely and trust your senses, you know, like your listening and hearing and seeing and sensing and feeling. Trust your senses.
Mm-hmm.
So it also says that you might be a night person. You do productive things, creative things then, and you like to watch people and notice what people say, because you can usually anticipate what's about to happen. You can see things before they happen. And you're a parental figure, protective and conscientious, you are capable of blending into the environment. But you surprise people because you have sometimes obscure creative solutions to problems.
Yes, I do.
All right. Good. So that animal's very much for you. And, I just have to say, I always do a little meditation before the show. And and usually I see the animals that come in for people a lot of times. And let me see. I wrote a list of the animals. If the fox had come in for you. No, it didn't. But I did see a young girl who came in, and it was unusual. And she was from the other side, it looked like to me. So I don't know if there was a young girl on the other side for you. She had long, dark hair. She was the age of between 18 and 25. She was in a house, and she looked like she was cleaning in the house. So I thought it was really unusual that this girl came through, and I was just going to ask people, and since you asked about the other side. But anyway, she may not have anything to do with you, but I did see that before the show for, you know, I always ask who's going to show up for the clients calling in. But I think that's all I can think of right now. I'm just picking up the animal right now. If I can have a little more time, I could probably pick up somebody from the other side for you other than this girl.
Okay, I'm just thinking that doesn't resonate with me. I'm just trying to think back. But no.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to put it out there because it was unusual that she showed up for me. And I'm still seeing her again. I'm still seeing her now. She's still showing up right now. So she may be part of someone that you know because she's showing up right now again. And she's in the house and she's cleaning and she's doing stuff with food and baskets and all kinds of things. So anyway, I'll pass you right over to Mary or Liz, and we'll see what else they get.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Hi, Marie. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Beautiful message, Jan, and I love the fox. The
thank
fox
you.
Is always so powerful.
Yeah.
I spent last year with the fox, so it's a very good animal. I can tell you that.
Wow. Yes, it is.
So, yeah, it's really about a time of transformation in your life, you know, really stepping into who you are and your power and what do I want to say? Finally, like, honoring that you are, you know, you do know what you're talking about, right? The things that you that come to you, that you think, that you feel, they're right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wrong. They've never been wrong. They're always right. So, you know, that's your intuition coming through. So
thank you.
It's you embracing it now. So I just got a brand new deck of cards this week. And it's by Radley Valentine and DeGaulle Frazier, and it's called Angels and Auras. So that's what I've been picking cards from this tonight. So, I have two cards for you. The first one is number 22, and it says, everything's okay. And it's a picture of a mailbox with mail in it, and it has a letter that says, big news. But the number on the mailbox is 444.
444.
So I'm like, I'm like, this is important. I'm all about, I'm a number person, if you follow any of my posts on our secret numbers page. You know, it says reassurance, support, guidance, overseeing. So you are being taken care of. You are being looked out for. When you first asked if there was a message from the other side, I don't so much always tap into that, but I tried to for you. And I felt very strongly, is your mother on the other side?
No.
No, okay. I wasn't sure if it was, I was feeling kind of a motherly energy, but it was someone that you, they were an authority. I was, you know, I don't want to say an authority, but they were a parent, right? They were an adult, somebody that you really valued their opinion and what they said to you. You know, they were just making their presence so known. So I was going with mother, but I wasn't 100% sure. Maybe a grandparent or possibly your father, or an aunt or sibling or something. But that's what I was kind of feeling. Someone like that, that you really valued what they thought of you and you listened to what they said. You took their words, you know, to heart, because they were important to you. So I would say that they're definitely with you. That's what the card, or the number 22 card said. But of course, I wanted to look up what these numbers 22 and 444 meant. So,
mm-hmm.
22 is you are at a crucial point on your journey, which will help you understand the relationship and spiritual assignments that will support your growth. But like I said, that time of transformation, right? That time of really embracing that you do know what you're saying when you say it. You do know why you're making decisions. Even if no one else understands it, you know that you're right.
Well, thank you.
And 444 is you are surrounded by 100,000 angels. Miracles are happening before your eyes. So things are happening all around you constantly. And you are aware, but you're not taking note necessarily every time. You know, so start tapping into that. Start realizing and recognizing, hey, you know what I'm talking about. Things are going right. More and more things are going right for you than that are going wrong. and then the second card is number 5, Jophiel, and it's the color pink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's compassion, self-care, simplification, and beauty. So Archangel Jophiel is all about, her name means the beauty of God. And so she's very connected with nature. She guarded the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. So she's very connected with the earth and nature and those types of things. But this is a time for you to really focus on you, taking care of you, making sure that you feel good, that you are, you know, that you feel well, that you do nice things for yourself, you know, that you are not running yourself, you know, ragged and wearing yourself down, trying to help other people, but you're, you know, making sure that your cup is full first, right? Because it's not selfish to make sure that we are in a good place before we help other people. It's actually what we need to do, right? Because if we're not, if we don't,
we can't help
them. Pull from an empty cup. Yeah, right? Exactly. So, so I have something here. I lost my spot. Okay. So, Jophiel can really help us have confidence and silence the voice of doubt and fear, the voice of the ego, especially if we're about to do some spiritual work such as angel card readings, Reiki, or meditation. If you're one of those people who constantly doubts the spiritual information they receive, then Jophiel is your woman. She'll bring the confidence to allow you to trust her. She'll also help you to distinguish between the voice of spirit and the voice of ego so that you can further your spiritual development. So, you know, we doubt that intuition. We doubt that that little voice inside our head because we've allowed other people to tell us we're wrong. Right. And doubt it. And when we know we're not. So we have created the doubt that's not there, that doesn't exist.
So it's
about happening and getting rid of that. And that's where the fox comes in, because the fox is about you know, trusting that intuition and being in tune with it. And so and making that transformation, because it is a transformation once you trust what you know and stop listening to everyone else. So definitely work with Archangel Jophiel. Call her in. Make sure you're taking care of you, treating yourself well, doing nice things for you. The color pink is associated with Jophiel. So, you know, if you notice pink things when you're out and about, or you just feel like a pink energy, then, you know, that's her in your presence. So, just tap into that. And since you follow us on Facebook, I will post the picture of these cards because they're very beautiful.
Wonderful. I believe I am on your Facebook page.
Yeah. So watch out for the numbers 22 and 444 to come up, because that'll be a sign that you're on the right path and things are going well too. You know, I always say, the numbers tell you where you're going.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope that helps you, and I'll pass you on to Mary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
So, hi. So I got a female also for you, as you asked if someone in spirit would come through. But I feel more like it's a guy. And as soon as I tapped into whoever I was, I felt lots of love in my heart. And I heard, I love you. And my ear chakras were like, whoa, like especially the left side. The left side for me is, well, usually for everyone, is the female side. And the right side is the male side. And that's what I was getting. It's a female, and I feel it's more as a guide. And I don't know. It was like I was picking up stuff from what Liz was saying, and when she said pink, I picked up Mother Mary. Mother Mary for me is associated with the pink. I do pink jars on my Mother Mary jars, the healing candles I create, and I just picked that up as soon as she said pink for Jophiel. I thought pink for Mother Mary. So I'm not sure if you work with Mother Mary, but I felt so much love, and when Mother Mary comes in, that's how I'm enveloped in so much love in my heart. So I just wanted to tell you that, you know, for me, it's one of the guides that were coming for you. Yeah. So, and she's amazing to work with. I have two cards that fell out for you. One of them was let go. And it says, once you let go of the outcome, you'll be able to release all the emotional constraints that have held you back in the past. Trust in the higher good and guidance of spirit, as we have only your best intentions at heart and will do everything in our power to protect you. And then the other one was find your center. So for me, this is like, you know, your world outside is a reflection and a manifestation of what's going on inside of you at this time. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we attract what we're really vibrating vibrationally at. So just, you know, find your center. If you could go ground, if you don't ground. It says when the outside world becomes so hectic and stressful that your anxiety starts to overwhelm you, then this is an ideal moment to stop and ask yourself, when was the last time I checked in with myself? You know, like take some time off if, you know, you're always doing. I know that's something I always do, is doing. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I need to take a day off. So, you know, like these past couple of days I've been doing. Tomorrow I'm just going to take a step back and say, okay, today's my day to do almost nothing. Even though I have so many events, I have to create more candles. But, but just creating that little bit, like tonight, maybe I'll just watch a movie on Netflix or Amazon Prime, you know, something that is going to make me laugh. You know, so I feel like laughter for you is really key. Like I feel you're such a happy person, I'm getting, and that watching funny movies will help also. So laugh a lot because you have a beautiful laughter. I can hear it. It's like beautiful. So did you resonate anything with the female coming through? I mean, for me, it was Mother Mary, and your name is Marie, so it's just like, wow. I felt that was...
Yes, I did. I pray, and, you know, so...
Yeah, okay, so she's there with you then. That's what I felt. I mean, it was just, I was picking from everyone, and I'm like, yeah, and then as soon as you asked, I felt that the female side and then the love, which that's how Mother Mary comes for me. So, yeah, I hope that helps. And, you know, give us a call and let us know how you're doing. You know, we're here every Wednesday, almost every Wednesday, I should say, from 7 to 9.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So have a good night. And if we don't get to talk to you again before the new year, happy holidays.
Oh, well, thank you. And all the same to all of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so that was a great
first. That was awesome.
Learn. Yes, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, we're going to pick up another new number that I don't recognize. Area code 512, welcome to Angel Answers. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, it's Melissa.
Melissa, okay. And do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm calling from Colorado. I like your lady.
What?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, no, it keeps coming in and out.
Say it again, Marie. Melissa. Yeah.
My question is,
uh-huh.
I have a male friend by the letter J.
Uh-huh.
And you see him, if he's going to call me, do you know any time, and are we still going to be friends?
Okay, so you have a friend with the letter J that you'd like to know if you're going to still be friends? And if he's going to call, that's the question?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, Melissa. It's Jan. So I see a horse right away with a white mane. Very beautiful. And so let me check out the horse for you. He is going to call, by the way, is what I hear. Let's see, 180. But let's see what the horse says, because the animals can give a little perspective, too. It's specifically a white mane. I don't know what that means, but white in a horse is also another thing. They're very spiritual. So you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through any ordeal that you might be involved in. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. Teamwork with your family and friends is what's most important right now. And you're very well protected from the white horse here, it says, you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attack, so that's good. And you're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation and a vision quest. So that's what the white horse is saying for you. They're a very spiritual horse. Anytime I see a white horse, I get really excited because they're not only biblical, but they're biblical and they're spiritual in all realms, in all philosophies. So they're a powerful horse. And I definitely saw totally white mane, tail from head to toe here on this horse. Your personal freedom is the highest priority, and sometimes at the expense of others' approval, and sometimes you'll buck whenever someone tries to stifle you in any way. Also, travel is very important for the horse, not only just physically, but also into other dimensions. You're loyal. You've earned people's trust by your loyalty, but you do like to wander and explore because that's what the horse does, and you're a natural leader. And the phone call, I am getting the phone call for you, so you don't have to worry about that. And as far as the staying friends and stuff like that, mutual, I'm getting a mutual connection here. That's what they're saying, mutual connection. So that sounds like friends to me. I think you're going to be okay. And there's always anxiety when you're waiting for someone, and there's always like worry and maybe even torment. you know, and, but your mind can go through all kinds of trippy things and get into all kinds of stuff that about these situations that's not even there, you know what I mean? So be careful of your mind and what you're thinking about. Try not to think about anything that's negative about this situation. Just try to, like, give it, let yourself have a break, you know, rest and relax and do some meditation, listen to some music. Don't get into a worry thing on this. Just let things go, because it's going to happen no matter what anyway and on its own timing. You know what I mean? So the more we give it anxiety, that gives it too much, you know, that stops the flow basically. So just to unstop the flow with worry and just give it positive energy and have faith and know that God is doing things at the right time for you. And give the situation to the angels and to God, and give it a little extra energy, you know, so that it's going to be surrounded with the white light, and you know that things will be just the way it's supposed to be. But I am getting, yes, he will call. With all that talk, that's what I'm getting. So I want to pass it over to Liz or Mary. Is it Liz? Yeah.
Hi, Melissa.
And does that feel okay to you, Melissa? Do you feel okay about all that, all my stuff that I said?
I do have a white horse besides a picture besides my bed.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a boy. Yes. Everything you said was so right on. Approve. You're just amazing. And I'm here. Went to the bedroom. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
I love white horses. So thank you. You brighten me. I was feeling very, very sad. So thank you for being the same, helping, because you sure did help me a lot. You answered like so many questions. I only have one question, but I have like so many questions. I was thinking, and you just confirmed a lot of things. Thank you very much. You were very gifted.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you very much. I'm so glad, though. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Liz will give you even more. She'll do the same thing.
So I'm going to swoop in and do the confirmation, because I couldn't tell you better. I have two cards for you, Melissa, and the first one is number 29, perfect timing, just as Jan said, divine timing, right? everything happens at just the perfect time. We can't force it. We can't, you know, try to make it happen, because that's when things go wrong. So, you know, and that's, it's a balance, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But we just have to trust in the universe that it's all coming when it's supposed to. So rest assured in that. Keep, you know, enjoying your life. Send positive vibes out there. Sometimes things just happen to people, and, you know, they get off. They have things to take care of that we just don't know about. So, you know, keep that in mind. That's what I'm feeling, is there's just something else is going on that they can't contact you right now. And that's card number 29. So when I first pulled cards, the second card I got was number 30, and I thought, well, this deck is so new, and the second card didn't make sense to me. I said, nah, I don't think this is the card. I'm like, let me put it back and shuffle again. And, you know, the next card I pulled out is number 31, and it has a white horse on it. Well, it's actually a unicorn, but it's white.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm like, okay. So, you know what I mean? And, you know, how could I have gotten 31 after shuffling, you know? So it is what it is. That's what you're supposed to get. I wasn't understanding the other card, but so number 31 is reality check. It says assessment, exploration, honesty, and determination. So what I feel is that this relationship it's not going to be typical. not that it won't be wonderful, because it is going to be wonderful. It's just not going to be typical. And be open to that, because I feel like it's going to be the best relationship you were ever in. It's just getting over the hurdle of not conforming to the norm, right? Which some of us don't have a problem with. Some of us, sometimes we think we don't have a problem with it, and then we're like, you know, or we're just groomed to go in that, you know, the rut that has already been kind of created by the rest of the world. I shouldn't say rut, but that line that's already been created there. It's okay to be outside the lines. It's okay to be outside the box. You'll be fine. And you know what? What other people think is not any of our business. It's their problem. So, and they're projecting their own fears onto us. So, you know, be open for a different type of relationship, or a different type of, I don't want to say a different type of relationship, but a different type of living in the relationship, I guess, than you've normally had. Because it's going to be great. It is going to be great. So I agree with Jan that, yes, he's going to call. Just that timing, right? The universe has the right time for us for all these things to happen. And it'll all be good. We just have to have patience. And, you know, and make sure that you're really looking at all the situation, you know, is the things that that you're getting upset about, are they worth getting upset about, or are they not? The things that you're worrying about, are they worth worrying about, right? The things that you're doing that you think make you happy, but they really don't, like, you know, just assess the things in your life that you're doing to maybe fulfill a void of any sort. So make sure you're checking in with yourself make sure you're being mindful and present and doing make sure the things that you're doing are the things you want to do. Gosh, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time talking tonight. you know, just be mindful. You know, really step into yourself. So I hope that makes sense to Melissa. And I'm most happy to be able to confirm the information of the white horse and the divine timing, because how perfectly aligned is that?
I know. God, that was amazing. I love that. Wow.
So, and I will pass you on to Mary.
Hi, Melissa.
Thank you, ma'am.
So I got a guest, just like the ladies, and I got, I kept seeing a number 3 everywhere I looked. So I don't know if that's 3 weeks or 3 months, but I definitely got a yes, and the number 3. So you could take it as, you know. And again, it's about divine timing again. And I looked at the screen and it had 0.3 seconds left. So that's amazing. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to leave that one at 3 because I keep seeing 3s everywhere. And then the 2 cards fell out for you from the spirit messages deck for you from John Holland. And it says, just ask. There are many here in the spirit world that can assist you at this time. We are made up of the divine force, your loved ones, friends, guides, angels, and spirit helpers who are waiting to assist you. We are your spiritual team, and all you have to do is ask for our help and guidance. So, Melissa, we each have, you know, obviously our guardian angels, but, you know, we have free will and we need to exercise it and ask them to come in and ask them for help. So you can ask your angels, your guides, passed on loved ones, if you have any in spirit, friends, anyone to come and help you. And I saw 5555, so that's another number for you to look up. The 3 5s I know is major life changes. So, and the next card I got for you was gratitude. So, gratitude, life is one big continuous circle of giving and receiving energy. Be grateful for who and what's in your life instead of complaining about what you don't have or who's in it. I'm changing the words a little bit because a spirit is having me change it for you. If you focus on gratitude, start to attract prosperity and abundance and all that you need. And So that is beautiful, because we, all of us here love practicing gratitude, right? From the smallest things to, you know, opening our eyes, being awake, you know, being able to stand up, being able to walk, you know, talk, listen, hear, you know, all that is things that we take for granted, but it's something that we should be grateful for too. So being grateful for the things we have, and more we will attract to us. So, and that's what I have for you, Melissa, and I hope it helps.
Yeah, everything is very beautiful said. Y'all just talk just make me feel so much better. I'm glad. I'm happy to talk to y'all, and hope to next time. And
yes.
If I don't talk to y'all, happy Christmas.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Thank
and, you.
You
know, stay in the gratitude mode, and you'll see that everything is going to flow to you. There's no chasing involved. Just let it go. Let go and let God. And like the lady said, divine timing is in order. But I get the three again. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing the three. So I'll leave you with that. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold so you can continue listening.
Yes. Please, thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. We have
All right, that was wonderful.
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I love
so
all the synchronicity.
Yes, all of them. I'm serious. Okay. Okay, so area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to know what spirit is around me and if they have a message for me, who is around me and what do they have to say to me?
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Sharon. It's Jan.
Hi.
You've got some lions around you. You've got some lion spirits around you for sure. And so that's what I'm picking up right away. Let me get to, I'll just go here to see what we've got here. Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of them. There's like a family of them right there.
Of lions?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's really neat. And let's see. Where are we? So hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront anything that's uncomfortable. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting impulsively or recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart.
Okay.
Let's see. And if you have a strong presence and a dignified manner, especially when you walk into the room, although sometimes anger can be triggered easily, but you always deal with people compassionately anyway. You're a natural leader, great organizational skills. You function well with a group and a community, and you like to stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. That's so neat. That's the lion. That's such a beautiful animal.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when they said stretching something, I felt like you were either going to be taking classes or you've been like studying something, or you will be studying something in the future. That's kind of the feeling that I was getting as soon as they said that. So I don't know if that's true, but it may be, and you may be something to look forward to. for you to get into something new, you know, like a new project or a new endeavor or a new way of thinking of things, something that you might study.
I kind of have been I call myself a pseudo something, and because I don't have any formal education in the area, but I've been just kind of winging it. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And you are into different things and check out different things. And I feel like you're going to be checking out another thing. You know what I mean? Something new coming up. So, look forward to that. That's a feeling I was getting when I was reading that, and it just came in real strong. And I felt like that's kind of up your alley anyway, like that's what you like to do. So, all right, good. I hope that helps for tonight, and I'm going to pass you right over to Liz.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. This is Liz, and I have two cards for you. I felt that who's around you is it's your guide. And I feel like it's your main guide, and you're very aware of their presence. but we have free will. So they can't just come over and step in and help us without us asking for them to. So,
right.
You know, you have to ask or welcome them in, right? Say, you know, I know you're here. I'd like to know more from you. You know, please come forward and tell me, show me, you know, whatever it is. You know, and the best time to do that is alone. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, who is my guide?
I didn't get a name. And sometimes they're not people that we, you know, sometimes our guides are not like, you know, ancestors or something. Sometimes it's not people we know. Sometimes we just have these guides. And so what you can do in your quiet time, you know, take some time for you, you know, relax. Turn on some soothing music, you know, no interruptions, and just kind of do some breathing, connect with your breath, close your eyes, and ask them to come forward and ask for their name. Do you meditate at all? Have you ever done any trying to connect with spirit?
No, I've never really meditated, but I try to be calm sometimes. I guess that's a form of meditation, but I've never done what you just suggested, no.
Okay. So when you do this, it's kind of, it's not hard, it's not difficult, but the first few times, like, we tend to second guess ourselves or not believe what we are getting. Your intuition or your spirit guide can come through in many ways, right? Not everyone visually sees something in front of them. And many people don't hear something audibly in their ear. For me, I don't visually see, I don't audibly hear. I get a feeling, right? I get a feeling in my chest, or like a name will pop into my head, something like that. That's how I get my messages. You know, other people have these nice visions and you know, speaking sentences, but that's not what I was lucky to get. So it's just, you know, first you kind of have to figure out what yours is. That's all. So tapping into that part of it. And then it's just quieting the mind, right? Quieting. Don't think about the dishes they have to be done. Don't think about the kids getting picked up from school. Don't think about what you have to do tomorrow at work. Just say, you know what? Right now I'm going to take a few minutes and clear my mind and just start focusing on your breath. You know, breathe in real deep, exhale all the way out, you know, and follow your breath. How does it feel going in? How does it feel going out? And then you know, ask those questions. You know, guide, come forward. Tell me and show me. And have a notebook and just write down whatever comes to you, you know.
Okay.
You may have shapes. Maybe you have names. Maybe you remember a situation. Like, whatever comes up in your mind in that time, it may not make any sense. A lot of times, like, when we have a dream, right, we're like, oh, I had this dream, and it was that happened, and then this, like, outlandish thing happened, right? And we're like, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's how your intuition is going to work. So it's take all that stuff, write it down. It might not make any sense now, but over the next, you know, few days, few weeks, when you try to do this again, because you should probably try to do it several times. You're not going to, you know, connect the first time. It'll take a little practice to learn yourself and how you work and receive. So, you know, it's a practice. You can do as little as like 5 to 10 minutes a day to start out, so it's not overwhelming. You know, just take a little time and tap in until you are familiar with how to hear yourself. And then you're going to get everything you need, because this is very much, you're on the cusp of really cracking this open, because you're already aware that there is a presence there. So the first card I have for you is number 38, and it's spirit relationships, and that's exactly what it's saying. Intuition, connections, signs, and inspiration. So, you know, you're, like I said, you're aware that there's energy, there's spirit there on the other side.
Yeah.
And you just aren't familiar with how to connect with it and haven't connected with it. But you do this little practice, you'll get familiar very quickly. It won't take you long because you're already in tune to a certain degree. And let's see, because I wrote some things down. So you're already in the habit of relying on your intuition quite often. You do, you know, listen to that voice inside your head. You do, you know, you do take stake of that. And that's a huge part of what, you know, of what you're going to do here, is tuning in and then really being able to connect and open that conversation with the other side, with spirit, with your spirit guides. And then, you know, if you want, someday you can do your ancestors as well. But it's, you know, just getting in the habit of it and listening. But you're already pretty well there. Most people have like a wall between them and the spirit world, right? Because they haven't done anything and they've dismissed every sign and they're so far from your intuition. There's like a wall there, right? You have like a thin veil of like a sheer curtain between you and spirit.
Okay.
it's just you breaking the little bit of like a fog that you're not connected at this point, and just allowing them to come in, asking them to come in. Really.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say I see 11:11 a lot. I've heard that mean something.
It does. I got my book right here, so I'll read you the exact thing. But it's about being in line with spirit and that your angels are there. There we go. So you are one with God, angels, and ascended masters. Align your thoughts with the highest goodness and truth in order to bring love into the world. So, you know, it's remembering that you're not separate from spirit either, right? Like we're all part, like Mary talks about, we're all one, right? We're all connected. We're all the whole. So spirit is as much us as we are them, you know, that we do coexist. Just in this world, we've, you know, drawn a divider. it's them showing you that, hey, we're here with you. Don't worry. We're reminding you we're here. So that was the other thing that I had written down here, is that you see the signs often, but you just
see them.
I do. Like, oh, that's a coincidence, right?
Yeah. Well,
no such thing as coincidence.
I sometimes don't trust my myself. I kind of waver sometimes. Yeah.
And you know that you're right, though, don't you?
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing about this card, that number 38, spirit relationship, 3 plus 8 is 11. So right there, again,
oh, really?
Another confirmation that they're with you.
Okay.
And then the second card is number 20, don't compromise. So boundaries, assertiveness, courage, and unwavering. Excuse me. So this is about with other people, with the naysayers that are like, oh, that's you know, hocus pocus. That's mumbo jumbo. That's not true. That's not real. Yeah, it is real. Okay. Like, I mean, we do this every day. We're right here. We're very real. We have very real lives. You know what? There's always going to be naysayers, and that's fine, right? But the reality is that they're afraid of this, right? They're afraid to tap into their own ability to do this, because everyone can do this. It's tapping in. You already know it's there. You already know that you get nudges and you get these, you know, whispers, but people told you that it's not real. So you are like, well, I think I do, but maybe I don't.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure,
right.
You know, and so it's, you know, just say, you know what, if you don't agree, that's fine. Go on being you, but I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do this because it works for me. And that's all you have to say. They're going to see on their own, but don't, you know, to be your happiest self, do what feels right to you, you know, not with other people. So it's okay to have those boundaries. No one's going to love you less.
Right. I do compromise myself, and I've been doing it for years, and it's about time that ends.
absolutely.
And I just wanted to mention, too, that 20 is my birthday.
Oh, see? There's, like, there's signs everywhere. So I will post these on our Facebook page so you can see them, the cards.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to pass you on to Mary because I know she'll have more for you. And definitely follow up with us and let us know how everything goes for you, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, it's Mary. So what was I getting for you? Wow, I was getting so much, but the ladies' readings were like, I love them both. And what I got for the 11-11, which I asked what it was for Sharon that she wanted, she needed to know on the 11-11, why she's seeing it so much, is it says, I am now, this is for you, I am now undergoing major transformation in my life. My angels are reminding me that I am here for a reason, for a higher purpose, and a portal of opportunity is opening for me. I find it so much easier to reach my goals. I have so much potential for my thoughts to manifest. I am mastering my thoughts and emotions. Whatever I think of, I can create. I think as positively as possible. I am open and receptive to receiving additional message from the spirit realm. They are coming in with increased frequency, and I am ready to receive them. So I'll post that also, because 1111 is a number that a lot of light workers get, and everyone that's going through the spiritual awakening, as or re-remembering, as I call it, is see. And what the angels wanted me to tell you is that it's in the beginning of my journey, I used to record every number I would get from the angels. So, for instance, 1111, if you see it, write it down in have a journal for angel numbers, and that's how they're going to guide you first. So they're telling me to share it, that's how I used to do it in the beginning, and write down every meaning of the numbers throughout the day, and at the end of the day, take a like generic message that they're trying to tell you. Like, for instance, like let's say for there's all these numbers, 1111, 111, you know, those numbers have to do with new beginnings, you know, or 555 and 111 and or 999 is like endings and 111 is new beginnings. So you have to end something to get the new beginning. So it's similar to that. They wanted me to say that to you so you could understand what I mean.
Okay.
In regards to like writing them down. And at the end of the day, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, thank you, angels. And don't forget to, I mean, they're communicating with you, but just always say thank you, angels, for communicating to me what it is that I need to know. You know, I always say that because anytime I see an angel number, I'm like, thank you, angels. You know, it's like constantly because, you know, sometimes it's just we get those little nudges that we need to listen to, you know, and yeah, they wanted me to share that with you. And then I got two cards for you. So the first one is ground yourself. It says being distracted, unfocused, tired, irritated, and impatient are all signs that you're ungrounded. So if you've been feeling that way, Sharon, then it's time to go outside, you know, and it's showing a tree on this card and being out in nature if you can. I know here in Ohio where I am, it's like 20 degrees, so it's really cold. You know, it's I can't go barefoot anymore. Last week I did because it was 50, but this week I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not taking off my shoes. I go hug a tree instead. And it says, allow spirit to help you ground yourself and reconnect with divine source. So you're highly connected. It's just make sure that you ground yourself, go out. And if you can't do that, you know, I think another form of doing that is calling in when I can't go outside, when I'm doing my meditations, all I do is I ask Mother Earth to come into my body and just visualize her coming into your feet and all the way up into your body through the roots and like envelop you with her energy and ask her to ground you and welcome her energy in your energy field and into your body. And that's one of the ways that I ground myself before doing a meditation when I can't go outside. So again, they wanted me to share that with you. And then the last card, the next card is, do you have a father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Because I got a father's love, the card. And it says, a father's love for his daughter never dies. The strength gained from such love is often unquantifiable and that it can be tapped into at any time for whatever reason. Whether your father, your father's passed, a father's love is one of the strongest bonds any of us will ever experience. And I can say, Sharon, that yes, it is. It is indeed because, wow, my dad and I was dad's little girl. So I could, it was a beautiful love. So they want me to read from the book for you on this one. It says, a father's love is reaching out to you in support. By selecting this card, it's signifying your need for strength and support at this time. The love of your father offers great strength, but even if your father has passed, his influence, support, and love remains eternal with you. Just as important, spirit can wrap their arms of love around you when you most need it. Even if your father, your dad has passed on, the beauty of a father's love is that no matter what the circumstance, his love is unwavering, compassionate, forgiving, purposeful, and full of energy and strength. Whenever you feel alone or lost, whenever you feel misguided or lacking in confidence, just stop for a moment and let the love of your father give you the comfort or guidance that you need. Oh, that's so beautiful. So yes, your dad is there and he's waiting. I don't know if you connect with him, but I feel like this picture, I'm getting all chills. You might feel him I'm getting on your right side, obviously, because that's like a male side. And it might be like a tickle, like you feel like a tickle. And I hear like he gives you goodnight kisses. So I don't know if you feel like, you know, sometimes like a little, it would feel like a feather touching you. Wow, I just heard like a knock on the wall and nobody's here. Okay.
Yeah, I
hear
that a lot.
Yeah, so that was him. Yeah, so that was spot on, I guess, that he does that. So because as soon as I said that, I heard that noise on the wall. So yeah, so he's always around. Just connect with him. And this picture is you both holding hands, you know, and there's a sunflower in the card. So I don't know if that was significant for you both. The sunflower.
Me and my daughter were just looking at the store, and we were looking at sunflowers.
Oh, so he was there with you. That's what it is. My God.
They were little crystal figurines of sunflowers, and my daughter lost her son, and she, he reminds her of sunflowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. So know that, you know, he's there with you and all your guides too, and divine source too. They're ready, and your angels. Yeah. Obviously, if you're seeing angel numbers, I mean, it's spot on that they're communicating with you. So
I just wanted to say a few things about what you said when you were talking about 11/11 and 555, I got chills from head to toe.
Yep.
And then I used to live on a street. The number, excuse me, was 555, and it was a place I had to get out of. It was a bad situation, and then I moved to an apartment that was 111, or it is 111.
And that's your new beginning, right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God, that is so crazy that they gave me those numbers to say. Because 555 is big, major changes. The 111 is the new beginnings, which 111 as an apartment or building number is so amazing. People don't understand that numerology is like in depth. Like every number is significant. Your name is significant. Your birthday. I mean, the vibration that you introduce yourself as. Oh my gosh, there's so much with numerology. It's amazing what we can experience with numerology. So yeah, that's beautiful. I am so glad. That's
Mary,
so beautiful.
Mary, I just have to add. When you were giving her reading and reading the Father's love message, my ears started ringing like crazy.
Oh.
And was like, hello, this is her. So your Father is with you often.
Yeah.
And as Mary was reading it, I'm like, come on, Mary, you know, because your Father comes to you often.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty much the same. So I think you do feel him, and you may go, oh, no, that's not it. And it is him. It's him being there. So I just wanted to confirm that for Mary and for you, that he is there, because my ear was screaming. So
that was one of my questions. I was going to ask, but I was waiting. I didn't know if I would ask it or not, that I was going to ask, why is there no male energy coming through ever to tell me anything or to whatever? I was really thinking about that, like, why doesn't my dad or my... I have four brothers that have passed, and why don't they ever come through? Or I don't think they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's funny how you said that.
Take on a personification in that way. You know, spirit energy doesn't always show up as masculine or feminine. Once they get to the spirit side, it's more, you know, they're, well, I mean, they're we're kind of androgynous, really. But So, you know, if they were a very strong masculine type, they may come through that way. But more often than not, they're, you know, on the spirit side, it's just it's different. You know, we're not, they're not in this, you know, high and low place that we are here. So things don't seem so separated and you know, divided. But they're definitely there. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, what do I want to say, masculine energy. Like if you just sense that, you know, if you have the thought of your dad, if he comes to your mind in that second, or you, you know, maybe smell the way you smell him in the room, like that's
him. Yeah.
Like I feel like maybe smell what you get once in a while.
Sometimes I smell cigarette smoke and I don't smoke.
I was just going to say that. That cigarette smoke is very common for my dad when he comes through, and you might smell that. There you go. Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy for you, Sharon. And don't forget to buy that that book, okay, like a journal book where you can journal the angel numbers, and that's how they're going to start guiding you. And, you know, you can ask, you can work with the angels and or your guides and or your passed on loved ones how you want. So the way I work with my guides is different. Everyone's different. For me, a female always comes on the left. A male always comes on the right. So, and then they I'll see a visual sometimes if they come in very strong. And, you know, it's just beautiful. Everyone has their own way of connecting with spirit. You know, there's not one specific way, one right or wrong way. So, you know, it all depends how you decide to ask spirit how to work with you. So my parents know that, you know, I know certain things, like my dad always touches my hair like he did as a little girl. He'll touch my hair if I'm feeling sad. My mom, if I need to move, she'll touch my lat, my back, and like kind of like I feel her energetically moving me forward, like it's time to move on or do something new. So whenever I feel that, I know it's something new that either is coming or I need to do. So, you know, they'll work with you that way. If I'm telling you, it's because they're wanting me to tell you. It's all like, it just comes out. So I'm so happy for you. Oh my gosh. You have to call us back and let us know how everything is going and your connection. I know it's going to be much stronger now, for sure. Now that you know he's there.
Thank you. I appreciate all your readings.
You're welcome, Sharon. And happy holidays. And give us a call back. And I'll place you on hold so you can continue listening.
And thank you. It was really good. I'm glad I called.
Yes.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. How beautiful.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like when spirit shows up, it's just so beautiful, like passed on loved ones. Like, you know, I told you guys that previous what happened to me, and I experienced and the person that I was reading for experienced her sister's hug from spirit, you know, and it was so beautiful. I mean, it was just and we both experienced the hug. So energetically, it was just like, wow. I mean, we were both in tears because it's just so beautiful when spirit just shows up and my lights are flashing. Yeah, there's a lot of energy here. Her dad is really, really strong because my third eye is really buzzing right now. Okay, so do you guys want to pick up a caller from last week that we didn't get to? I'm going to pick them up now.
Constance, yeah.
Yes, Constance, yep. Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Constance, ladies, how are you all tonight? What a great
show. Hi, Constance.
Hi, Constance.
We are well. How are you?
The best word that I could say would be brain, and the other word would be but those are two diametrically opposed so it's just, but it's all the same, only because I'm struggling so hard to get well from twice, and I was told after nearly 4 years, you have to be joking, you know, after all these tests and surgeries and everything else, you can't fix me. I haven't walked in 4 years, you know. The appellant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I always all those things, and now you're telling me that I can't or I won't, or you don't know how or something. And so it's like then another person comes along and says, well, they call saying, well, maybe we can try this person in the same university system. And I'm like, well, talked to them a couple of years ago, you know, but it's like, well, you know, I don't know if they have news in it exact, but I'll certainly, but they want me to do like a very long, which is like hours long, not just it's or anything else, it's like hours. And there's this thing about not being able to walk. When I used to dance with Jan on the biggest stage in the world, which is what we did for a living. I was a Radio City Rockette once upon in my life. You saw that St. Macy's Parade. Upon a time, that was me. But I was an L.A. Rockette, the only season I had them. I'm getting all these of like people going, yes, no, maybe, should we do this? Well, I don't know. And then the flip side of it, part of me, which of course is huge when you're dancing classical ballet, which is what I did for 41 years, getting the flip side of my father's family, which were all classical musicians back to the 1800s in Germany, and said, want to know all about archive. So what would you like to know, to have interest in, since grandfather arrived here in 1909 and now it's 2023. So kind of want to know, there's a new music director, perhaps he wants to know because he's from abroad. So I don't know the reason why, but you know, so I tell him the anecdotes that a cassette my grandfather made in 1972 when he was just a mere 80 years young. And had played 47 years on that stage, which I once also danced on. But I think what they went through just for the sake of music and the beautiful music, and how my father once, of course, family line, he said, once be a big swan. Yeah, because you're only like 9. And a big swan is part of Swan Lake, of course. It's a big, there's a little swans and big swans. And I, sure enough, was one of the 3 big swans in the 70s and the companies that I was at. And things do come to pass that I was told about way before they would. Was ever even advanced enough to take a, like that, or even dance in a ballet company or dance on the biggest stage in the world like Jen and I did. And to date, you know, many of us who
so
did
those Constance,
jobs.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Constance, we have to, we kind of have to, I love hearing about all of it. It's just beautiful, but we have a time thing here, and we need to get going. And so do you have a question, or do you want to just get like a reading?
Why are they all changing their messages all of a sudden?
The doctors?
The doctors and so the music people? Realities, my mother and my father.
I know, it's just been so weird for you, God. The first thing that I see is the red fox. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting a fox for you, too. It's a red one, though. And,
she actually got disconnected.
Are you kidding me?
Or hung up. Yeah, she either she got disconnected or hung up. So we'll see if she calls back. But you can continue giving her the reading. Give her the reading, and then we'll send her the replay because I have a lot to tell her. So hopefully she'll
good.
Call back.
Because that's I told her I really wanted because I always see the same animals for her over and over. She has the red fox anyway.
Yeah.
But I said I want the ladies to give you the messages because that's what you need most.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given her the fox I don't know how many times,
yeah.
but I can't help it. I keep seeing the red fox for her. But I'll give her a little message here. We are foxy, skilled, finely tuned, agile, sly. If you need help in seeing more clearly, moving more deftly, or finding the way you fit in the world, come sit with a fox. We observe the world with alert integrity. Ooh, that is really neat. And then I'll just give a little bit more, and then I'll switch it over. Quick-witted, sly, persistent, swift, gentle, courageous, all these qualities are more described by the fox. And fox teaches the art of detachment, how to be cool, not jump to conclusions. Fox, we learn the value of waiting for opportunity. Fox shows us how to anticipate, make informed decisions, and use situations to our advantage. Fox pushes us to be smart, creative, and cunning. So, and the fox is definitely a trickster. Fox's wisdom hones in on our senses and integrates our abilities into balance. And we learn to dance lightly with life. Ooh, there you go. That's a good message for all of us.
Yeah.
And me too, to dance lightly with life. You know, don't take it all so seriously. Lighten
yes.
up a little bit, and you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So she said, I was hung up on, I will not call again. Oh, Constance, I'm sorry. I don't think
no
anybody
one
would
up
have hung
on
up
her.
On
she
you.
Actually
nobody
hung
would
up.
Have hung up on you. And
no
you know
way.
What, also, Constance, my phone just went out too. I got
oh,
cut off.
Oh, that's true. You got, disconnected too.
Yeah,
yep.
I got disconnected. Mm-hmm. And so I just called right back in, and Mary put me back on. So, no, they didn't hang up on you, Constance.
No.
It's just Blog Talk cutting us off, cutting people
yeah,
off,
yeah.
Or whatever, the energy. The energy.
The energy,
just cutting
I feel,
off. So
yeah.
Please don't take
every
it to heart
a problem
at all.
With every caller has had
yeah.
a problem. Every, I mean,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Every,
yeah,
all night
every
tonight.
Caller has
yeah.
had a problem tonight. Believe me,
yeah.
every caller has had a problem tonight. And it'll say that. Thank you for using Blog Talk. Exactly. That's what it'll say. But don't take that to heart. Every caller has that problem. And that's what. And I called right back in. So don't take it
yeah.
to heart. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
But listen. You got the red fox content because that's your one of your main animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've been going through so much. You are so brave. You are so brave. Just hang in there, and I'm going to hand you right over to Liz and Mary because they are going to just give you the best messages you'll ever receive. Yeah. All right, Constance, I love you, and God bless you. Here they go.
hi, Constance. It's Liz. And ironically, the card I got for the first caller came right out for you. It's number 22, everything's okay. Reassurance, support, guidancing, trust in your angels, trust in what we've been telling you for 2-3 years now, you know, that you're going to get better. Because my second card was number one, Shamuel, and he's a light green energy. So if you sense light green around you or see light green, that's Archangel Shamuel. And it's happiness, vibrancy, energy, hope. So it's keeping your vibration up. It's keeping yourself in good spirits and finding things to laugh and that make you smile. And on this card is a little girl as a ballerina. So I know
wow.
this is serious. Yeah. And I wanted to look up Archangel Shamuel. I'm not as familiar with him. And I'm just going to read you his message. And it says, your life is a reflection of how you view yourself. Everything external to you is indeed connected to you. However, if you seek happiness outside yourself, you'll lose your sense of rhythm and purpose. I am here to support you on your journey to love.
This may not feel like an easy journey, but it is what you choose. But it is what you chose, I'm sorry. Work with me and remember who you really are. Love circulates through your whole body and is coming straight from your true heart, your soul. So Constance, just trust in you. Trust in you, believe in you. Believe you're the beautiful person that you are, and you're going to get better. You are a dancer. See yourself dancing. And I'm going to pass down to Mary.
Hi, Constance. Okay, so it feels weird when Constance is not talking back to us, but I know she'll listen to this. And part of the message that I wanted to give her, I spoke of in the beginning that, you know, the more we create love, the more love will come into us. The more we create, like, fear, more fear will come to us. So, again, it's like, and I understand that she's been through so much and we all see her walking again. But again, it has to do with the thoughts become things. The more you think about that you're not or stay in that old story of, you know, being sick for so many years, is that that's the same story you keep telling yourself. And that's a story that the universe is hearing and the universe is going to give it back to you and you're going to stay within it. So the thing is, when I've gone through, you ladies know, a lot of health issues, right? Back in when Liz and I first started the show 3 years ago, I think. And then I had a herniated disc and I recovered. I mean, and it was just a matter of having support and me doing the work, because it has to do a lot. Everything that we go through in our bodies has to do with something emotionally that we need to release from the past, forgiveness, forgiveness to ourselves, forgiveness to others that have hurt us. Everything becomes a dis-ease in our body, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, all that, it creates all these diseases in our body. And, you know, I had, not that I had anger, but I had to release certain things that were from my childhood. And then recently I was diagnosed with vertigo. And that was another thing that I had to release. It's things we're continually releasing. And the more and more you understand that this is of, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Okay, why is this coming up? Focusing on why is this coming up? What is it that I need to learn from this situation? For me, for Constance, is letting go, forgiveness. Forgiveness within with of everything, because the more unforgiving you become, the more diseases you're gonna create in your life. So basically, the universe is telling you're telling the universe that, you know, this is how I feel. So the universe is mirroring back the same way you feel. So one thing that I'd like to practice on is the I am affirmation. So, you know, one perfect one when I was feeling unbalanced was I would say I am healed. So I would get that, you know, unbalanced feeling and I would sit up and I would just say I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced. Within 3 seconds, ladies, I was balanced because I did not let that take over me, like my body. You know, I just kept fighting it. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna, you know, the first 1 or 2 days it was scary because I didn't know what was happening. But once I knew what, you know, they diagnosed me with, I knew that I had something to release too. You know, so it's all about releasing. It's all about the I am affirmations. You know, it's saying I am in perfect health. Every organ, every cell, every bone of my body is in perfect health. Calling in the divine, God's source for protection, for assistance. You know, it's the I am is amazing, you know, and it's also, you know, gratitude, always saying I'm infinite love, you know, and try to, the more I am affirmations that you create towards what it is that you are trying to visualize, or for her is walking again, you know, being able to walk and hopefully even being a ballerina again, you know, going on a stage again. I feel that would really help, you know, her visualizing it and just feeling it, because that's how we manifest things, is by feeling it in our body, visualizing it and feeling in our body how it is that we're going to feel when we get this, right? Or we're in it right now, right? So the one card that fell out for Constance was forgiveness, and that's why I spoke about that. Holding on to resentment and anger is preventing or even suffocating your, you know, feeling better, your health. So resentment is one of the strongest and most damaging human emotions. It is. The act of forgiveness, it's in own right, is equally incredibly powerful, and it has the capacity to heal and transform your entire being. And I am telling you, I am a true believer. I've done so much forgiveness in my life that, yes, you see all these things come up and you just forgive, and it just continues, you know, and every situation that comes and you need that forgiveness, you just continue and you do it all over again for the next person, you know, and until it stops and you're in a great vibration, and then you don't, you know, everything, there's always something that will come up, but it's just like just listening to what it is that's coming up, really, and, you know, and then just moving on from it. But yeah, I just wanted to tell her that. It's just saying, I am in perfect health, every organ, every cell, every bone of my body. I am able to walk. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And just say it so many times, and then release what it is that she needs to forgive, the people, places, and things that she needs to forgive. She needs to say that every day. I forgive. I release whoever from this, because, you know, that's what happens. It just keeps growing, you know, and we're being asked to go back into our heart space, and it's about love, about, you know, showing love out to the world, and it's a mirror back to us. So the more love we show out to others, the more love is going to come back to us. And yeah, but forgiveness is really, really important. There's some forgiveness there. And we've all had to do forgiveness, right? Have had to forgive people in our lives. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, we have to learn to do. And it doesn't mean that what the person did was okay. It just means that, you know, we just need to forgive for our evolution, really, you know, for our spiritual growth. In reality, that's really the main thing. And to come back to oneness and back to our hearts, because that's where we're all going, you know, and we're sending to a different, we're creating this beautiful new world. I know in the outside, it doesn't look that way, but just visualize it, that that's what we're bringing in, and that's what we're creating. So I just wanted to leave it with that. And I don't know if you ladies have anything else to add to Constance for, because it looks like we have one more minute left.
Thank you so much, Mary and Liz. Yeah. That was so beautiful. We hope for Constance to listen to this in archives and just take that with her. And we're thinking about her and sending her a lot of love and healing. And that's what I want to say. And thank you, Mary. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. And she'll be in our prayers. I mean, I pray for everyone every day, you know, especially, you know, Constance and a couple of people that I always have in prayers that I'm very close to. So, you know, and also the whole world, right? Because we're sending love, light, and peace to the whole world, you know, so that we can go back into our heart space. So that's really important for me, is sending that out. And that's why I'm really so busy lately. It's just
absolutely.
Well, ladies, I guess it's time to go. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So have a good week, everyone.
Yes,
well,
you
two
too.
Weeks. I won't be here for 2 weeks.
Okay. So we'll see you in two weeks. But we should be back next week. And the number that from last week that we didn't pick up, I will pick you up first thing. If you can call first thing at 7 p.m., we'll pick you up, okay? So have a great evening, ladies. Thank you. Everything was so synchronistic, so beautiful. God bless you, and we'll talk. We'll see everyone next week.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
That's a great show.
Yes, amazing show.